From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. A little more than 2 years ago, college students across America left their dorms and apartments for spring break, expecting to return the following week. But of course, this was March 2020, and with the realization we were already in the COVID-19 pandemic, many did not return to in-person learning for at least 6 months. Others had virtual classes for more than a year. In place of large lecture halls, students finished their courses and began new ones from the confines of their childhood bedrooms, logging onto Zoom for hours every day while balancing responsibilities at home. Some even finished their college careers this way, without an in-person graduation ceremony or a clear sense of what would come next. Navigating the end of one's higher education or the transition to graduate school can be trying in the best of times. But for the university classes of COVID-19, there are new dimensions to those challenges. To talk more about this, we're joined by Rebecca Ray, the Assistant Dean of Admissions and Financial Aid at the University of Illinois College of Law. Rebecca, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the 21st.
Thanks for having me, Brian. I'm glad to be here.
We're also joined by Jennifer Larson, Director of Recruiting and Admissions for the Gies College of Business Graduate Programs. Jennifer, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And finally, Ben Christensen is with us. He's a senior at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign studying political science. Ben, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Listeners, you can join our conversation at 800-222-9455, especially if you are part of the university, a university community around Illinois. If you're a student or maybe you have a student in your life, we'd love to hear your perspective, how you are handling graduation, and especially if you're thinking about graduate school and that whole process amid the, as I said, the classes of COVID-19, 2020, 2021, 2022, and beyond. 800-222-9455 is the number to join our conversation. That's 800-222-9455, or you can always tweet us at 21st Show, at 21ST Show. So Ben, I'm going to begin with you. Can you just talk a little bit about the ways the pandemic affected your college experience?
Absolutely. So I was lucky enough to start my freshman year before the pandemic hit. And so I got a more or less normal freshman year, which was something that I'm ultimately very grateful and very lucky to have. And then followed a less traditional pandemic path, as I did end up transferring schools halfway through over the summer of 2020 to the University of Illinois. And it was from there that I began here entirely remote. And I spent the first semester choosing to be at home rather than remote on campus. And then that spring, when things started opening up and testing was more established, I elected to come to campus and study there and have been here since.
Was the pandemic a factor in your decision to change schools?
Not necessarily. Okay. I swapped primarily for academic reasons.
Okay, yeah. So in what ways did the U of I, the University of Illinois, offer support to students?
A big part of that, I think, was the testing program. At first, with how much uncertainty there was, that was a big part of the consideration in terms of going back to campus and deciding when to do so, because of course that fall everything was still being figured out and everything was still very new. And to play it safe, I elected to stay home. And then once it was established that the university had the testing protocols in place and what academics and the semester was going to look like, I elected to go back for the spring.
And I understand there were also academic changes, right? Like the idea of taking classes on a pass, no pass basis rather than getting a letter grade. I'm wondering if that's something you took advantage of.
Absolutely. I personally did not. However, I know for myself that it was absolutely a consideration and absolutely another factor that had to be considered, especially with the hopes of pursuing law school following graduation this spring. And initially not knowing how the credit, no credit, pass, the pass fail system was going to work out with the ultimate cumulative GPA that law schools and I know med schools and other grad programs use to factor into their admissions. Mm-hmm. And so for us with hopes of pursuing a grad program that required that, it was kind of up in the air for a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that too with some of the admissions people we have on the program today. Rebecca Ray, let me bring you into the conversation. Has the admissions process changed in any way as a result of the pandemic?
Yes, it has. Some of the changes were underway before the pandemic. And the biggest changes have been to the administration of the law school admissions test. Historically,
this is the LSAT, right?
Yes, the LSAT. Historically, the LSAT had only been offered 4 times a year, and it was an in-person exam. Prior to the pandemic, the company that administers the LSAT, LSAC, had started offering a digital format on a tablet, but you still had to go to a testing center, one of their testing centers, to take it. And they had started offering it more frequently than 4 times a year. The pandemic, when the pandemic hit, they started offering what they called the LSAT Flex, which allows applicants to take the test from their home or from some other, remote location. They don't have to be at a specific testing center. And it's now offered 10 times a year. So that's probably one of the biggest changes that has occurred over the last few years in law school admissions. The American Bar Association, which is our accrediting agency, also now explicitly allows law schools to accept the GRE in lieu of the LSAT. So the testing requirement for law schools has probably been the biggest change when it comes to the law school admissions process throughout the pandemic.
Is there talk of moving away from that sort of standardized testing for admissions, or do you think that's still going to be a crucial part of the mix in the years to come?
For now, I think it will be a pretty important part of the law school admissions process, in part because the ABA requires some testing requirement. So the accrediting body says that we have to have a valid and reliable entrance exam. And as of now, they've said that the LSAT and the GRE can be that exam.
Well, Jennifer, let me bring you into the conversation. Jennifer Larson from the Gies College of Business at the U of I, your director of recruiting and admissions there. Has the admissions process changed in your world as a result of pandemic considerations?
Yes, it has. And I think very similar to the law school and what Rebecca was saying in terms of standardized testing, you know, some of our programs had required that prior to the pandemic. I think it was, obviously, it was such a challenging time, not only for students, but for those that are considering graduate school, who may be, you know, a couple of years out of school or maybe just considering it right after graduating. But, you know, it's been kind of a standard for students to, for us to look at grades, to look at test scores. And so, you know, when the pandemic hit and we had to consider where things were in terms of, you know, testing, as Rebecca said, with the LSAT, the GMAT and GRE did not have an online option. And so they were scrambling to get that together. And so now that is an option, and it looks like the online option is going to probably stick. But I think us as admission people had to, you know, make some kind of relax some of our requirements, and that, you know, in terms of is a GMAT or GRE going to be required? We actually didn't require it for some of our programs when it had been required in the past. And what we had to do in that case is really look at the student's undergrad GPA and understand what, you know, do they have the quantitative skills based on that? And then when you factor in this pass, no pass, or what we call the COVID pass, we've always, the college has, and universities have always offered the pass fail option. But during the pandemic, they had what was called a COVID pass. And so it's very similar, but what we, you know, we were starting to see with applicants coming in after, you know, recent graduates that were considering grad school and applying, that they're, you know, they were coming in with just a few tests or two, a few classes with this COVID pass. And so, you know, we actually understood that. Now, what I think is we've also seen is if there are a lot of this COVID pass, we have taken a approach with those candidates to kind of understand why, you know, and have them explain. I think one of the things we offer in our application is the opportunity to complete an optional essay where they can explain that. And that's what we would have really been looking for, or when we interview them, we ask them, you know, can you share a little bit about, you know, why you took these courses, COVID pass, just so we can understand kind of their thinking and really assess a little bit more about their skill set.
Yeah, I can feel you not wanting to say the word like it's a red flag, but it's definitely something you want to probe further and figure out what was behind it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we, you know, we as admission obviously really look at our candidates on a holistic approach, but, you know, we want to make sure the candidate's going to be successful in the classroom. And we certainly understand the challenges that these candidates face during COVID, whether it be, you know, through their work experience or through their education.
All right, let me just take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking about the changes that a lot of college students experienced in the past 2 years, to say the least, owing to the COVID-19 pandemic, virtual education, distance learning, a lack of some of the opportunities that previous generations of students have had. We're talking about that with Jennifer Larson from the Geese College of Business graduate programs, who's director of recruiting and admissions there, Rebecca Ray, assistant dean of admissions and financial aid at the College of Law at the U of I, and Ben Christensen, a senior in political science in Urbana. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. If you are a student yourself considering graduate school, wondering how that process is going to go in light of some of the changes that the pandemic brought on to higher education, 800-222-9455. And Rebecca, how do you compare the resumes between, say, applicants who have had those internship opportunities, work study, whatever it might be, that, you know, from somebody who maybe they took a couple of years off, you know, they graduated in 2019 or something like that, now they're coming back to apply for law school, versus somebody who, you know, spent a good chunk of their college education on the twin bed in their, you know, their family home? how do you make that comparison fair?
Sure. So we are engaging in a holistic review for all of our applicants. And I think the most important thing to tell a prospective applicant is that you don't want to leave anything to the committee's imagination when it comes to, you know, explaining your circumstances. So I think, you know, we do take the context of the pandemic into consideration when we're looking at our applicants this year. And last year as well, those were the two classes so far that have been the most heavily affected by the pandemic. And, you know, did you make the most of the opportunities that you had before you? And, you know, for students who've been in undergrad during the pandemic, you know, those opportunities might be limited. So, you know, what were you able to accomplish during that time? And we've seen some really great resumes coming from students from here and from other universities that have been able to, you know, still have a good experience. I mean, it's a different experience, but I think demonstrating to the committee, you know, how you made the best of that opportunity that you had. And for students who are applying after taking a year or two to work post-graduation from undergrad, you know, they had professional opportunities that were also limited or cut short or weren't what they thought they would be, you know, when they graduated from undergrad and decided to pursue some professional opportunities before going to law school. So, you know, I think it's affected everybody, and just sort of looking through these applications through that lens is going to be, you know, has been and will continue to be very important. The other thing I would say, and I think this is something that we haven't really started thinking about a lot, but for folks who are, you know, maybe in college now, mm-hmm. but they decide after graduation that they want to work for, you know, a number of years, and then they are decide to return to law school or another graduate program at a time where the pandemic isn't on all of our minds, I think it's going to be even more important for those applicants to remind the committee about the fact that they went to college during the pandemic and their experience was much different than, you know, the people that might be graduating in 2026 and will be going through and applying in those years. So I think,
So I'm going to ask you to hold that thought and we're going to continue this conversation. We need to take a break. More to come here on the 21st. Stay with us.
The 21st is made possible in part by Busey. For 150 years, Busey has helped business owners and entrepreneurs navigate financial decisions, achieve long-term goals, and realize dreams of success. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868.
You're listening to The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the COVID-19 pandemic and how it's affected this year's and recent years undergraduates, people who are finishing their undergraduate educations. Maybe they're looking to move into the world of work. Maybe they're looking to continue their studies at law school, medical school, earn an MBA, or just go on to graduate school in general. We're talking about that with Ben Christensen, who's a senior at the U of I Urbana-Champaign studying political science, Jennifer Larson, director of recruiting and admissions for the Gies College of Business graduate programs at U of I, and Rebecca Ray, assistant dean of admissions and financial aid at the U of I College of Law. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. 800-222-9455 or tweet us at 21st Show, at 21st Show. And Rebecca, before the break, you were making the point that the pandemic is going to be with us as a factor in as something that you and your peers are looking at when considering admissions. Even if people, you know, take a few years off, go work for a while, they're still going to have an undergraduate education that was affected by that. Ben, let me ask you, do you feel like your opportunities for internships or work studies, you and your friends that you talked to, were they, you know, do you feel like you're at a disadvantage for those who are considering graduate school?
Overall large combination of everything. And I definitely know that the competitiveness in terms of obtaining these internships and applying to, for example, law school has definitely gone up. And it's kind of as a total culminated in a collective understanding of knowing that, I don't want to say it's the new reality, but it's what we're working for as an overall group, and an understanding that you need to maybe put a little bit more in than you otherwise would have thought you needed to.
Do you know what are your plans? What are you, I understand you're set to graduate in just a couple of weeks. What are you looking at post-grad?
Yes, I am looking to take a gap year prior to beginning law school with the intention of applying for this upcoming cycle, the 22-23, to start in August of 23.
Okay. So, Rebecca, let me ask you about enrollment in the past few years. Are more and more people trying to go to law school? I'm curious. There's this idea out there you hear that when the economy's good, maybe graduate school admissions go down. When the economy's not so good, people have a harder time finding jobs. Maybe they go back to school. We're in this weird time where people think the economy's bad, and yet unemployment is really low. So what has been the story with law school applications and admissions?
Well, last year, so for the class that started in the fall of 2021, nationally, applications for law schools were up quite a bit. For the first time in a pretty significant way that we had not seen in it. I've been doing this since 2012. So we hadn't seen anything like that in, you know, the last 9 years. This year, they went down a little bit nationally vis-a-vis the year before, but they're still up quite a bit from 2 years ago. So we have seen sort of an overall increase in law school applications during the pandemic.
And Jennifer, what's the story with that in terms of business school?
Yeah, I think, you know, as we look back on when COVID started, we were in a really good position to move to the online space because of we have several programs that we offer online, including our MBA, a management program, and an accounting program. And so, you know, I will tell you when the pandemic hit, you know, our enrollment in those programs and our online programs, there was just a huge spike. And then for our residential, it's expected enrollment actually went down because I think we have a lot of challenges with international candidates. A lot of our students come from international in some of our programs. Probably 65-70% of our students in the graduate program space, residential, are international. And so, you know, obviously challenges in getting here. And, you know, following the protocols and things like that. So, you know, we actually were able to kind of weather the storm because of our online programs. And but I will tell you, as we, you know, kind of are moving out of the pandemic, our numbers and application numbers for residential programs are definitely up. And for our online programs, they've just really leveled off. They're kind of more back to what they were in 2019. So really positive. And I think, you know, what we are recognizing is candidates, there's still a lot of interest in, you know, expanding their skill set, considering, you know, other job opportunities and advancing in their career. So we're pretty much back to, you know, better than pre-pandemic numbers right now.
And what's the international picture? I'm sorry if you just said that. I know you said earlier that there were challenges during COVID-19. I think some of that even predates it, right? I mean, you have the prior presidential administration sort of putting a damper on a lot of immigration or overseas travel for education, I think. And I know there have been, you know, terrible hate crimes, individualized instances, but they sometimes make a big splash back in overseas as people are deciding where to go to school.
Yeah. You know, one of the things we found very beneficial is to just keep communicating with these students. I think there are a lot of, there's a lot of information out there that may not be accurate. And so we found it very beneficial to, you know, keep the communication lines open so they understood. And I think we really saw that with the pandemic because, you know, parents were very concerned about sending their children here from overseas, not knowing what type of protocols we had in place. And so one of the things, obviously, with what the university has been doing, we really benefited from, you know, sharing how we are going to keep their students safe. So it, you know, those things absolutely have a factor. What we've recognized is just being as transparent as possible and sharing as much information as we can to let them know how we're kind of dealing with that and going to keep them safe.
Rebecca, are there changes to the admissions process that the pandemic has helped bring about that you think will be permanent beyond what we were talking about with the standardized testing, but other things? You know, there have been so many things that have been reevaluated in society, be it, you know, the availability of remote work to sort of white collar workers or knowledge workers. What else is changing that might be permanent in the as you look at how people are admitted to law school?
I mean, certainly the way that we interact with our applicants and admitted students has changed pretty dramatically, you know, relying more on Zoom and other remote recruiting platforms. I think that is here to stay in some way, shape, or form. But I also think it adds, you know, the in-person experiences have become more valuable, and, you know, we all appreciate them a little bit more. So I think, you know, those types of interactions are going to be maybe, you know, less relied upon, but will become more important as we go through kind of our post-pandemic new normal. And, you know, I think just allowing our applicants, we've always allowed applicants to submit addenda to explain whatever, you know, special circumstances, or to put context around, you know, their grades, or, you know, maybe their resume, whatever it may be. But I think, you know, we'll continue to see people relying on that more than maybe we had in the past, because everybody's experience throughout these last couple of years has been different.
We got a message from Diana on Twitter who said, "My son is graduating in May and starting a PhD in August. He did add optional comments about how COVID affected his education with everything being virtual and how his state of mind changed some." Apparently that worked out well for him. And we heard that from our admissions experts earlier about being sure that if you are applying, explain some of the things in how your education might have been affected by COVID, if it was. Ben, let me ask you about that. Do you feel like the pandemic in any way maybe caused you to reevaluate your life path or career path?
I think yes. It did provide a lot of time to think, we can put it like that. I was lucky enough studying political science to where, yes, we were missing out on a lot of the in-person instruction and face-to-face contact with our professors. However, a lot of what we study is, of course, reading and writing, which lends itself very nicely to being remote. However, I know peers that really struggled with their own studies in fields like the sciences or nursing, for example, fields that really require and depend on hands-on instruction and those dialogues with each other and their instructors, and really depend on that face-to-face communication. So I think for me personally, it lended itself towards a strong development in, I want to say the cliche, time management and ability to really sit and focus on dense material, and otherwise lending itself towards trying to be as successful as possible during that time with the resources given.
Well, Ben Christensen, good luck to you with your gap year and going to law school beyond that. Thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thank you for having me.
I also want to thank Jennifer Larson, Director of Recruiting and Admissions for the Gies College of Business Graduate Programs at U of I, and Rebecca Ray, Assistant Dean of Admissions and Financial Aid at the U of I College of Law. Rebecca, Jennifer, thank you for being here as well.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.